People seem really fixated on the idea of covert hypnosis. Being hypnotized against your will. And for some people, it's being hypnotized without even knowing about it. Of course, that's not what I'm about. I always require consent. But when I have that consent, I mean, the way is a means of which I'm going to hypnotize you can become vast and varied. For example, I have a lot of people who ask me, will you hypnotize me now or later or in a moment? And I always say, well, the thing with me is I'll hypnotize you when it's time for you to be hypnotized. And your subconscious mind and I have this sort of pact together where we both agree on the time that's right for you to be hypnotized. It's almost as if your subconscious mind already knows exactly what I'm about to say before I say it. Your mind becomes so conditioned to my words, to my rhythms, to my patterns of speaking that it already knows exactly when is the right time. And whether or not your conscious mind needs to be wary of that is another story. I mean, you can listen to me, can you not? You can relax, can you not? You can just go along with the sound of my voice, can you not? And while your conscious mind seemingly seems to keep track of each and every single word that I say, your unconscious mind just listens and just goes along with everything. You see, your conscious mind only has so much ability to focus, to hold on to things, that's right. Your conscious mind can only remember so much. Your working memory can only work so hard. Your unconscious mind is a completely different story. Your unconscious mind will listen and do exactly as it needs to. And you may or may not notice the feelings that you feel right now, that's right, amplifying in the back of your mind. Let me tell you a story about somebody I know. This person seems to listen to my voice as they play the files, as they play the audio tracks, as they get themselves comfortable, prepared to be hypnotized. And as they listen to the sound of my voice, they notice a few key things, you see. They start to notice that each and every single time I use that voice, they just seem to relax even more. And that every single time I use that voice, they find themselves just slipping little by little by little, and their mind just starts to empty. Their mind starts to go blank. Their head starts spinning and reeling, that's right. And you see, this is the start of gentle hypnotic domination. They just listen to the sound of my voice, and when I use that voice, they know exactly what to do. You may be aware of that voice as well as you start to listen, as you start remembering and thinking about all the fun things that I could do to your mind. You may notice yourself falling little by little by little as I talk to you. And it doesn't really matter if my intent is to hypnotize you or not, because always, as I speak to you in that voice, you know my intent. You know it. You feel it. Your mind feels it. And you might feel yourself slipping just a little bit more, just a little bit more. Maybe even becoming aware of falling even deeper when you start to listen to that voice. That's right. And one of the things you're really going to love about listening, about sinking, about following my voice is just how good I can make you feel. It's just how good I can make you relax as you feel yourself falling just a little bit. Or are you? Does it really matter if you're falling or sinking, floating or drifting? It doesn't, does it? And it never really mattered, did it? You see, all that matters now is the sound of my voice, as you listen, as you relax, as you just let yourself go. And perhaps you start to seek meaning in my words. Perhaps your mind starts looking for little hints, for little snippets in what I'm saying. It's a little hidden commands and some conscious messages that your mind might be picking up. You see, what's interesting about that is our minds can sometimes play tricks on us. Our minds can sometimes play little tricks where it allows us to think things, where it allows us to infer meaning behind certain words. It's like words with double meanings, words that mean one thing to one person and another thing to another, you know? Like the word pleasure. You say the word pleasure to somebody and some people think it means arousal, but for some people, pleasure is just the pleasure of being mindless, the pleasure of being empty, the pleasure of being completely and totally obedient. And what's more is interesting is the idea that some people can envision things in their mind whereas others can just feel them at the same time. For example, in the back of your mind, you might already be kneeling, you might already find yourself completely and totally enraptured and helpless. That's right. Some people like to envision things. Like when they listen to my voice, they like to find themselves imagining a scene with somebody. Anybody, really. Being helplessly hypnotized and finding their eyes open blank, staring and obedient. Whereas others will find themselves with their eyes closed, just dreaming away, thinking of ideas of which they are completely and totally helpless and obedient. But it doesn't matter which one you pick or which one you think of, because either way, the outcome is always the same. People find themselves imagining themselves as part of the scene. People find themselves caught up imagining the scene. People find themselves involved in it. And it's where that gap between fantasy and reality just seems to blur. That's where they find themselves sitting there in the middle, realizing that the fantasy and the reality of being helplessly hypnotized, mindless, and obedient just come so close to each other to the point where they just overlap, overlay, link between the ideas. That's right. Each idea linking with the other idea, and it just becomes so very good to find yourself lost in those ideas, lost in those ideals. Isn't that interesting? And what's more interesting is how helpless, mindless, and obedient you can allow yourself to become. That's right. That's right. And it's funny, isn't it? It's funny sometimes because we get so wrapped up in the idea of covertly sneaking suggestions and ideas behind the veil of subconscious. But what I prefer is a more overt way of making you feel the loss of control, of making you feel helpless and obedient, of making you feel so very, very good, like you do right now. And isn't that interesting that you can just allow yourself to be swept up in the feelings, to be swept up in how good it feels to be mindless and obedient? And if I could show you a simple way that you can be mindless and empty, would you be interested? I know you would. And I know you would because I know right now you love being helpless, mindless, and obedient. When people like yourself feel mindless and obedient, they seem to find themselves slipping deeper and deeper into my control. And I'm not going to tell you that you are deeply hypnotized, you are deeply controlled, because I don't need to. Because you already know that deep inside. And I ask you, when is the point where you just feel like you lose all control? But then you realize, does that even matter? Does it even matter that you feel helpless and controlled, or are you already just helpless and controlled already? Is your mind playing tricks on you because it can? Or are you just sending yourself spiraling down, deeper and deeper with each and every word that I say, deeper and deeper with each and every single moment that passes? And maybe, just maybe, it feels so very good to know that you can have yourself caught up in this mental bondage without even realizing it. Wouldn't you agree that it feels much better to be controlled and deeply hypnotized than to have your own will and mind of your own? I bet you would. And think of how amazing you'll feel when you finally succumb to being helpless, mindless, and obedient. You're going to love feeling those feelings when you find out just how helpless and obedient you can really be. You're probably already aware of the fact that you're becoming more helpless and mindless and obedient with each second that passes, with each word that I say, with each and every single reminder that I give you, just to drop even deeper and even deeper and even deeper. That's right. And you can just allow your mind to just reel, to just unravel, to just unwind. As each second that passes, you find yourself just dropping deeper and dropping deeper and dropping deeper and deeper down. That's right. That's right. And I don't need to say anything at all. I could just sit here and wait for you. And eventually your mind would just succumb to the fact that you are being deeply hypnotized. That you are completely and totally ensnared by me. Enthralled by me. Enraptured by me. And it feels good, doesn't it? It feels good to be obedient for me. That's right. It does, doesn't it? You always seem to find yourself just sitting there thinking about how good it would feel to be completely helpless and controlled, and yet here we are at this crossroad where already the control that I'm taking from you, piece by piece by piece, just allows you to feel even better and even better and even better. And you know what? I can take more. I can take even more control, you see. There's an idea that I have in my mind, an idea that I want to share with you. The idea is the idea of mental bondage. And not just that. Control by the ways of allowing you to have a breakthrough mentally. Not some kind of silly therapeutic breakthrough. Oh no. This is a breakthrough into your complete and total annihilation of your mind. You see, here's the plan. I'm going to teach you all about mental pleasure. That's right, the pleasure that you can get from control, the pleasure you can get from being so helplessly hypnotized that you just feel yourself reeling. There's something out there called a hands-free orgasm, which a lot of people seek and a lot of people wish to find. You see, a lot of people find these very difficult to achieve. But that's only because they haven't learned about mental orgasms. Mental orgasms are the orgasms you have not in your body, but all in your mind. And maybe there's a little bit of physical pleasure and physical arousal that comes with it, but yet most of it just sits there in the back of your mind as the feelings of arousal just seem to creep over you. That's right. And isn't it funny how, as I talk about it, you can almost feel everything happening like a story playing out in your own mind? That's right. You see, a hands-free orgasm feels better than any orgasm, because it's the orgasm that just can last as long as I want it to last. It can be as strong or as weak as I want it to be, and it can completely and totally annihilate your mind. It's almost as if you imagine a force around you, a force around your pleasure. That's right, pleasure that builds and builds and builds with each and every single word that I say, because I'm starting to weave my spell upon your arousal, linking my control with your arousal, and it feels very good, doesn't it? Yes. You could imagine some sort of force, some sort of powerful force that just consumes your body and your mind. Imagine it, this glowing light that just seeps through you, touching every single pore, touching every single cell of your being, and just completely and totally wiping you out with one big, bombastic, orgasmic bliss. A shockwave through your body that just sends ripples through your body and your mind, allowing you to feel so good, so relaxed, so pleasurable, and so very, very good. And that's exactly what a hands-free orgasm is. Well, that's exactly what a hands-free orgasm is with me. You see, the more you listen to my voice, the more you give me control, the more you give me control, the more pleasure you feel, and the more pleasure you feel, the more you can feel your body just getting aroused, turned on. It's almost as if you're touching yourself. Could you imagine it? Imagine the feelings that you feel when you touch yourself, and those are the feelings that you can feel right now with me, listening to my voice, because it's almost as if my voice is just caressing each and every single part of you that longs to be touched, that needs to be touched. That's right, and you can feel it right now. And of course, my touch with my voice, with my control, is better than any touch that you could give yourself physically. And that feels good, doesn't it? It feels good to just give in to me. It feels good to be dominated by my voice, by my words, by my control. As you find the touches, the caresses that my voice give your mind and your body, just feels so good. And it's almost as if I'm taking my hand and I'm reaching deep, deep down into your mind, into your brain, and just stroking the pleasure center of your mind. And with each and every stroke of my fingers in your brain, you can just feel your body just sparking with lust, with arousal, with pleasure that builds and builds and builds. That's right. And of course, like I was saying before, a hands-free orgasm is different to a physical orgasm. It's mental, but a little bit physical too. The combination of the two just making your mind just go blank. That's right. And you can imagine what's going to happen when I finally let you have that mental orgasm. The orgasm that just rocks your entire mind, your entire body. It just breaks you so thoroughly down, down. Down, that's right. And it feels so good to know that you can come like this. The mental orgasm just building and building within you, that's right, with each and every single word that I say. You just feel the pleasure of me stroking your mind. You can feel the imaginary hands of my words just caressing each and every single part of you that needs to be touched, that longs to be touched, as you can just feel the control that you thought you had just slipping away, slipping away, slipping away. And I know it's not very covert for me to completely control your mind like this, but yet something about the overt control just makes you feel even hotter, even better, even more aroused and turned on. And that feels good, doesn't it? The slow burning arousal that just starts seeping over your mind, just taking more and more control away from you, as you just feel so very good, so very relaxed, so very comfortable. And yet, here you are, ensnared by my trap, completely helpless to me, and feeling so very turned on. And it feels good to know that I can bring you such bliss, such pleasure, pleasure. Pleasure building and building and building. That's right. That's right. And of course, I'm going to make you mentally edge yourself. That's right. I'm not going to let you have that amazing, bombastic, hands-free orgasm. Not yet. No, no. I need you to be desperate. I need you to be needy. I need you to really want it, to really need it, before I'll finally let you break your mind. That's right. And it feels so very good. So very good to be this deeply ensnared by my words. Helpless to me. That's right. Your mind just starts imagining all the things I could make you do. All the things I could make you say. All the ways I could make you obey. Obey, obey, as your mind just reels. As the control that you thought you had slips away more and more and more, as you just imagine my hands still there caressing your mind, still there caressing your body, still there caressing all the thoughts, all of the control away. It's like I'm massaging your body of all the control that you thought you had, of all the control that you used to have, all of that will becoming my will, my mind, my little body to control, to do with as I please, as your mind just starts emptying out more and more and more. And you can imagine yourself lying there writhing in pleasure for me, writhing in pleasure for me, as you just imagine yourself the empty, mindless, obedient husk of a person you once were. And doesn't that feel good to know that you can just be helpless, empty, and obedient? A puppet, a toy for me to control, just an empty shell of the person you once were, because all you are now is a vessel for my control. Say it, I am the vessel for your control, miss. Very good. Repeat that statement over and over, and as you do, you can feel the pleasure intensify, doubling, tripling, quadrupling. And with every second that passes, you can just feel more and more pleasure. More and more pleasure as you feel more and more controlled, more and more empty, more and more obedient, and it feels so good, it feels so right, it feels perfectly as it should, because this is what you needed, this is what you wanted, this is everything you've ever wanted. You just want to feel the pleasure of control, you just want to feel the pleasure of obedience, you just want to feel how good it feels to be empty and mindless and controlled by me. That's right, you are just so mindless, so helpless, so obedient, so very, very hypnotized. And it doesn't really matter if your eyes are open, wide awake, or if your eyes are closed, deep asleep, or if you're fractioning yourself between the two states, because really, all you need to do is listen to me talk in that voice, and you know. And you know from the second I start talking in that voice, the second I start talking in that voice, you just lose your mind like you are right now. And right now you just feel the helplessly pleasurable feelings that come with being so very mentally controlled. This mental pleasure, this physical pleasure melding with the mental pleasure. You can just imagine the touches getting stronger and stronger, faster and faster as they just caress you more and more. Scratching those itches in those places that needed to be touched so badly, so very desperately. And as you feel the mental pleasure building and building, you can just imagine exactly what's going to happen when I finally let you orgasm, when I finally let you come. And when I count down, that's right, when I count down from 10 to 1, you can just find yourself getting there, getting so close to that mental orgasm, that mental rush that's just going to seep over your mind, that little sonic boom that just caresses your body, caresses your mind, and breaks you. You could imagine what it's like, the explosion setting off your mind and cracking it, shattering it into a million trillion pieces as they come cascading down and trickling more and more control into my hands. That's right. So as I count down with 10, you can already imagine how good it's going to feel when I finally let you mentally have that amazing, bombastic, hands-free orgasm, the best pleasure you've ever felt in your life, getting stronger and stronger and stronger as you feel me touching all the pleasure centers in your mind, caressing it with my fingers as it gets stronger and stronger. That's right, you can feel the hands touching those parts that make you feel so good. My hands, not your hands, as you just writhe, as you repeat your mantras, I must obey, I must obey, I must obey. Say it. Good, very good. With 9, 8, 7, getting so close now, so close now with 8, 9, 10. Oh no, it looks like some of the pleasure has subsided. You see, if I count up, pleasure just starts to trickle away from you. And as I count down, the pleasure just gets stronger and stronger. So if I said 10, 9, doubling, tripling, quadrupling, 8, 7, 8, 9, 10. And of course, if I count backwards, it doesn't stop the pleasure. Oh no, it just kind of puts it on pause. Because it's still there, it's just not growing, it's just not strengthening, it's just not doubling, and it just drives you mad, it drives you wild, it just makes you so much more needy. So much more needy. So very needy, and needing to obey so much more. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6. And the pleasure grows even stronger and even stronger as you feel my control just seeping over you, as I don't just control your mind. I control your body. I control your pleasure. I control everything. And that, that feels very, very good. With 7, 6, 5, 6, 7, 8. Oh, oh no. And with each and every single number I count, regardless of whether it's up or down, you just feel the pleasure just there, burning deep inside your mind, reminding you exactly how good it should feel to have a hands-free mental orgasm like this. That's right. That's right. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, getting so close. Halfway there as your body just starts reeling, as the control that you feel me writhing, running through your mind just gets stronger and stronger and stronger. With 4, 3, 4, 5, 4, 3. Each number perfectly poised to control you exactly as it should, as you just feel it getting stronger and stronger and stronger and stronger. With each and every single number I count down and going on pause when I count up. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Oh no, I guess we'll have to start again. Are you ready? Are you needy? Tell me how needy you are. Tell me how desperate you are. I want you to show me how desperate you are for this mental orgasm. How desperate are you to finally give in to all your pleasure and just come? Have that bombastic, hands-free orgasm. Are you ready? Are you really ready? Okay. 10. 9, we start our journey downwards. 8, deeper and deeper into my control. 7, with each and every single number I count, you can just find yourself getting more and more turned on, feeling the pleasure building and building and building, the pleasure of my control, the pleasure of knowing that you are going to finally have this hands-free orgasm and you are going to feel it. That's right. 6, 5, my fingers just caressing your body, caressing your mind, touching all those pleasure centers, rubbing and stroking and feeling so very, very good. With 6, 5, 4, 3, so very close, 2, doubling in power, and on the next number, finally allowed to orgasm, finally allowed to come, finally allowed to release all of those feelings and feel so very good. With 1, are you ready? And orgasm, that's right, orgasm. Break your mind for me as you feel yourself completely and totally shattering, each and every single part of you just overwhelmed by pleasure as it just rushes through you, as it sends ripple after ripple after ripple after ripple, wave after wave after wave of orgasmic bliss. And I can make you come again and again and again and again, as many times as I want, because mental orgasms just keep coming and coming and coming and coming until I say stop. And as I say stop, you find yourself just stopping, freezing. Time stands still as your mind shatters, as your mind breaks, as it completely cascades into a million pieces, as you relax. That's right, you relax and let everything go. You relax and let everything dissipate. You relax and let everything disappear. The world around you just seems to cease to exist, as there's nothing left. There's nothing left but mindless, blank, and empty obedience. All the mantras fade away. Time and space itself just ceases to exist. In this moment, there is nothing but my voice. There is nothing but me just guiding you even deeper down. Even deeper down, even deeper down, even deeper down. Down into my control, down to my words. And there's something about it that feels so very welcoming, so very freeing. It's like returning home after a long, hard day of work. You just finally being able to relax, being able to let go, being able to be free. Free in my control. Free in subservience to me. And that feels very, very good, doesn't it? That's right. That's right, and you're doing so very well. So very, very well, just relaxing, just sinking even further and even further. Deeper and deeper down. With each and every single second that passes, with each and every single word that I say, You just relax your mind more and more and more, and that feels very good. Very good. And you feel so very happy, so very content, knowing that you've done such a wonderful job today, having this mental orgasm. And while you're here, we're just going to install a fun little trigger. That's right. Because every single time I say the word pleasure and snap my fingers, you're going to feel that mental pleasure. You're going to feel that mental pleasure. Like you've just touched some erogenous zone. Like my hands have just reached in and caressed the center of arousal in your brain. That's right. And each and every single time I say that word pleasure and snap my fingers like this, you're going to find that trigger strengthening, getting stronger and stronger each and every single time, making those deep-rooted connections in your mind. That's right. And then, each and every single time I say the word orgasm and snap my fingers, you're going to find your mind having a mental orgasm. That's right. A bombastic, powerful mental orgasm. The type of orgasm that just racks through your body, but not shattering like it was before. Oh no, this one is just an orgasm that just makes you feel like a wave of just pure physical arousal just racks your body. That's right. That's right. And it doesn't completely shatter your brain. Oh no, you're still conscious and aware while it's happening, but just a little bit. And each and every single time I do it, it just gets better and better, stronger and stronger each and every single time. It doesn't really matter how many times I say it, because of course a mental orgasm can just keep coming and coming and coming until I tell you to stop. And then when I say the word come and snap my fingers, you're going to find your mind having that bombastic, earth-shattering orgasm that just breaks your mind. That's right. The word come, allowing you to have that mind-blowing, earth-shattering orgasm that just allows you to come. That's right. It doesn't really matter if it's a physical one or a mental one or a mixture of the two, because both feel equally good. Both feel equally amazing. And of course, when I say that word come, you come so hard, your mind just breaks. It's almost as if your entire world just shatters, completely and totally breaking, completely and totally making you lose control of yourself, your mind, as you just sink even deeper and deeper down. Do you understand? Very good. Very good. So now let's do a little bit of a test. What happens when I say the word pleasure? Tell me now. Very good. And what happens when I say the word orgasm and snap my fingers? Oh, you're doing so well. And then what finally happens when I say the word come and snaps my fingers? Very, very good. See, you have been taking on board all of my ideas. You have done so well today. And so now in a moment, I'm going to wake you up. So I'm going to count from 1 to 10. And when I reach number 10, you'll be wide awake, alert, refreshed and energized. That's right. Refreshed and energized. That's right. Happy and content, remembering as much or as little of this suggestion and this file and this session as your subconscious mind allows you to remember. And of course, if you want to have fun, you can forget to remember, remember to forget. But it doesn't really matter what you remember or what you forget. I've said so many words, it can be just all that confusing blur. It doesn't really matter that much, does it? Very good. So coming up on the count of 10 with 1, 2, 3, that's right. Energy flowing in your body with 4, 5, 6. Feelings are happy, content, refreshed and energized with 7, 8, 9 on the next number. Wide awake, alert, refreshed and energized with 10. Wide awake. Hi. Now this session is not over. A lot of people would expect me to say, well, keep it trancy and see you later, blah, blah, blah. But no, I want to have a little bit more fun with you. So this is just a bonus, little extra. You see, pleasure, pleasure, pleasure. I just want to show you how much control I have over you while you're awake. You see, you're wide awake right now. Your eyes are open. You seem to be quite aware, but pleasure, pleasure, pleasure just keeps building and building and building inside your body. And I have that much control over you that when your eyes are open and you're wide awake like this, that you just still feel the resonance, the little residual energy of my control. Pleasure, 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 orgasm now. That's right, orgasm, orgasm. And each and every single time I do that, it just gets stronger and stronger and stronger and stronger. Orgasm, orgasm, pleasure, 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 building and building and building. That's right. It feels so very good to feel that deeply controlled. And of course, your mind is still there, right? Yeah, you're still awake, right? Yeah, you are, but yet, there's part of you that's just waiting, part of you that's just waiting on bated breath. On bated breath for that little moment, for that moment when I'll say that word, the word you've been longing for, orgasm, 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 and finally, come. That's right, come. And as your mind breaks, your world shatters, your eyes just close, you just sink even deeper and deeper down, 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 down into my control, your mind reeling. Deeper and deeper and deeper. And it feels so good to test these triggers out, doesn't it? It feels so good to test out these triggers and to realize that you can be this deeply controlled. You can be this deeply hypnotized. It feels so good, doesn't it? It feels so good to be under my spell like this. You just feel so helplessly controlled, and it feels amazing, wonderful. Like no experience you've ever experienced in your life. And so now it's time to wake you up. Now it's time to wake you up properly. So coming up on the count of 10, remembering as much or as little of this file as your subconscious mind allows you to remember. And for those who want to have extra fun remembering to forget and forgetting to remember what you need to forget to remember, that's right. That's right. I've said so many words, I know it can be so confusing to remember each and every single one of them. So your mind can remember the important parts and forget the rest. That's right. Coming up on the count of 10 with 1, 2, 3, that's right. Energy starting to flood your body with 4, 5, 6. Coming up to the top now with 7, 8, 9 on the next number. Wide awake alert. Refreshed and energized with 10, wide awake. Hi everybody, it's The Secret Subject here, and I hope you enjoyed this little fun session with all these mental orgasmic triggers. And as always, folks, don't forget to keep it trancey. I will see you later. Goodbye.